Skelak Lake on the Kenai Peninsula is the setting for a new novel that comes out today. Author David Vann, who spent his early childhood in Alaska, writes about a rapidly disintegrating 30-year marriage in Caribou Island. But Vann says the largest character in the book is really Alaska, because the tragedy that unfolds couldn't happen any other place. APRN's Annie Feit has the story.
David Vann wrote the first 50 pages of Caribou Island 14 years ago, but he could never quite figure out how to make it into a novel. Then on a January winter day in 2009, he returned to Skelak Lake looking for some inspiration.
And just saw the whole place again in the middle of winter, so beautiful and really cold. And I think that helped inspire me to start writing it again a couple months after that. And then it was just like riding a freight train. It's 5.5 months and I wrote the whole thing.
Skelak Lake isn't very remote by Alaskan standards, but it feels remote. And Vann says that made it the perfect setting for a crumbling marriage. In the book, the husband, Gary, decides to build a cabin on Caribou Island. His wife, Irene, goes along with the plan, even though Gary has very little idea how to complete the project. He's a classic and headstrong bumbler. And Vann says it's a character trait he knows well.
Each of the characters, I think, in any novel is some part of the novelist. And that reckless kind of dream that Gary has, that he'll build a cabin which will be the shape of a man, that this will be the outward shape of who he is. It'll be his personality made physical in the world, and that he doesn't want anyone else's plans because of that. He just wants to make it happen as if he's the first person to come upon here and the first person to build a cabin. That's just how I feel and how my dad felt. And it doesn't work out well for him, as you might imagine. You know, the cabin ends up looking like a hovel made out of sticks.
To say things don't work out well is a bit of an understatement. At the risk of giving too much away, let's just say the book builds towards a powerful final scene that includes some violence. But Vann would prefer you don't call it gruesome, like I did.
There's a very gruesome scene in this book.
Not a gruesome scene in this. That's the funny thing. Everyone talks about it like somehow it tips into horror at the end, but I think everyone needs to learn what horror is and what tragedy is. This is just tragedy. There's nothing gruesome about it, and it's not gross, and it's not described in any detail. We don't all have happy, easy, good lives, and we're not all good. And literature is actually about things that are wrong with people, you know, problems that they have. It's just what it is. So it's really strange. When in Europe, the reviews always understand that. And in America, every single review, they're nice about the book, but they're clearly uncomfortable about the darkness of it.
And it sounds like that makes you a little mad.
Yeah, I think that Americans need to wake up. Our lives have a little bit of darkness to them. We're not happy and good, actually. So why are we pretending? I don't get it. You know, there was Palin's TV series on Alaska with little kitten music playing in the background while she says nasty things. And that's like the worst part of Alaska and also of America, like having little kitten music pretending that we're fine when actually we're like seething underneath and deeply tragic and wrong, you know. So, a little bit of tragedy is a good thing. I think that understanding that and waking up to it and realizing it a bit more would make us more honest.
Vann knows a lot about personal tragedy. His dad committed suicide when he was 13 years old. His last book of fiction, Legend of a Suicide, explored that dark period in his life. Vann says he bases all of his fiction on events in his own family, and Irene's fate in Caribou Island is one of those family stories. Vann says she can't save herself from her own tragedy because she can't make sense of the story of her life.
She can't get who she is now to match up with who she was 5 years ago or 30 years ago. She can't get how she spent her life to be okay. She can't make a story out of that. And I really think that we all desperately need that in real life, that we need to be able to make a story that makes sense of our lives, that connects who we are now to who we were at all those previous times. And that when we can't do that, when we stop being able to make a story that makes sense and that we're okay with, that we're in trouble.
The novel isn't all dark and bleak, though. Vann says he populated the storyline with lighter characters who could offer comic relief and explore other aspects of Alaskan life. One young character named Carl spends a day on a slime line at a fish processing plant. Actually, he can't even make it a full day, which is similar to the experience Van had researching the book.
Actually, I think I only lasted like 5 hours or something in the morning. My hands really hurt. It's hard work. You know, it's so cold, even through the triple gloves on the slime line, and I felt like I had enough material.
Van also took hikes in the area and went out on a commercial fishing boat in an effort to get all the details right. He says Alaska is such a beautiful place, he wanted to describe it as accurately as possible. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.